Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Brother, do you think they'll like this song? Do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Thank you.
Mother, did it need to be so high?
Welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard. Sitting here tonight with just me and Mr. Virgil Spregas, who's up here with me tonight. Russell is late calling in, so hopefully he'll call in here a little bit later. We're going to have a guest calling in. Mr. Jonathan is going to be from Northern Militias. He'll be calling in. I can't pronounce his last name, but I will hear in a little bit. But he'll call in here in a while, and everything. So, but anyway, I'd like to say hello on this Thursday night and to all of our callers and listeners. We welcome you, and to Mr. Johnny Dempsey. I want to say hello to him up there in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you guys like to call in, the number is 917-889-3890. Hey, Virgil, how you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, Joseph. We're doing pretty good. Just watching this each and every day, watching this house of cards fall, this den of iniquity, these evil New World Order loving Democrat socialist liberals. Love seeing each and every day watching them kick the stool out from under their feet and hang themselves.
Right. So, you know, it's funny watching. I mean, since Trump made that suggestion on Twitter about Sessions ending the Mueller investigation, everybody's blowing it all out of proportion. They're saying that he's already obstructed justice by tweeting it. Well, we all know better, you know. And everything, and you know, with this movement that's going on against the pedophiles up in Hollywood, that's still going on September the 8th. And that'll be they're going to give me the time, date, and the place where they're going to meet. And when they do that, I'll keep posting it till then and everything. So, what all is new on your end?
Oh, just about the same thing. Trying to get the word out, shocking people about the rampant momentum of the legalized pedophilia, and people just cannot believe that this is actually a movement, that this actually is gaining support, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm trying to tell them, you know, since LGBT and P is supported by liberal Democrats, well, mm-hmm. You vote liberal Democrat, then you're voting to legalize pedophilia. I mean, the two and two go in hand.
Yep, exactly. We warned about this years ago that this is what it was going to lead up to. And look where we're out. Here's where it is, you know.
Well,
and,
the response on my Facebook post about this have been astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there is no post on there that says, wait a minute, why don't we give this a chance? Why don't we look into this? No. Everyone who has responded, and I'm talking about over 100, everyone who has responded to this has responded with outrage, with anger, and they're pissed. They're pissed about it. I thought I was pissed about it. Especially the young, middle-aged mothers that responded. You would not believe the angry responses I got from them. Some of them sound like a Marine Corps drill sergeant. But I am serious. You know, and people, you know, you don't realize, you know, these people that are pushing for this, they don't realize one of the most dangerous things in the world. I don't care whether it's a rabbit or a Bengal tiger, when it comes to a mother protecting her young, you will see one very violent and dangerous human being. The most violent and dangerous human beings in the world are mothers protecting their young. No matter what species they are, they can be human, they can be animal, it doesn't matter. It's basic instinct. It's a trigger set in the mindset of every female creature to protect their young.
Yep.
And they will do it. They will do it in a very, very ugly way. I mean, you know, you can. This issue here will turn the biggest Susie homemaker and soccer mom into making Rambo look like a pussy.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's like I was telling
it's a very dangerous game. It's a very dangerous game they're playing, and they just don't realize just how dangerous that this is gonna turn out. Well, Joseph, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
But,
you know,
I have to agree with you. My friend was talking today that all it's going to take is one person to blow up. It could be a mother, it could be a father, or it could be the parents. You know?
Well, I mean, I sent you that video off of YouTube about Gary Ploche and Jeff Doucette. And you see, that happened in an international airport on national TV. That happened right there. That father was not going to take that. That father was not going to let his child have to get up in court and relive the horror that Jeff Doucette put him through. He wasn't going to do that. And people understood it. Even the legal system understood why he did it. The only reason he got 5 years probation suspended was because they had to do him something. The ACLU would have been in an uproar. The liberals would have been in an uproar even back then. They had to do him something. So they gave him 5 years probation suspended, which basically they did him nothing, but in the eyes of the law, they did him something.
Right.
But
I just don't know.
If that would happen today, you can just imagine. Well, the first thing they'd be calling for is gun control. That'd be the first thing. The hell with the victim. The hell with the guy that got shot. The hell with the child victim. They'd be hollering gun control. Then they would go on to vigilantism. And if this man had any type of contact with any type of local militia, oh, automatically he'd have been a domestic terrorist. And it would have just got blown. It would have just got blown completely toward the left's view. I mean, they would be going on about this for years. But the man, his son was kidnapped. His son was raped. His son, he knew what his son was going to go through in the legal system. And he just did what any responsible father would have done. He ended it. He put himself between the system and his child. And he made himself the sacrificial lamb. I mean, he didn't know he didn't know what he was going to get, if he was going to get the death penalty or if he was going to get 5 years probation suspended. All he knew was that that son of a bitch was laying on that floor at that airport dead, and that son of a bitch wasn't going to fuck with nobody's kid ever again. Period.
And he was dead before the bullet even hit him, from what I saw. That's how, you know. But it's like, that you know, and I kept up with that, and after it had happened and everything, it's like, you know, that's the guy would have done. I mean, he had nothing else to lose, too.
You basically, with people like Jeff Doucette, with my friend Sod, and other ones out there, many friends I have and I've known, some of them for, I go back to first grade with a lot of them. And I can tell you right now, you mess with any of their children in any kind of way, whether it's legal or not, you signed your own death warrant. Period.
Yep.
Period.
And I'm the same way as mine. Even though he's 19 years old, if they mess with him, they'll tell you. That same thing goes for any of my nieces or nephews. You know.
Well, Joseph, it's one thing for a 25-year-old and a 19-year-old to get into it and somebody gets hurt. You know, it's one thing. You got your choice. You know, fuck, fight, or hit the fence. You know, but when you're a child, when you're a 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old child, all the way up, a child cannot fight off a 200-pound grown man. They cannot fight him off. They cannot. It's physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's like a
that is a totally different thing. That is a right. That's why they're called predators. That's why they're called predators.
I always told my niece, you know, you're missing friends, come up and we'll make sure to never hurt you again or whatever, but never be afraid to come up to me. You know?
That's right. Don't be afraid to tell. Do not be afraid to tell. You know?
Yeah.
Make sure everybody needs to explain to their children, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephews. You know, don't be afraid to tell. You are not the one that did anything wrong. The other person that touched you or did something to you, they are in the wrong, and they are going to get punished for it. Do not be afraid to speak out and tell. Don't be afraid to point the finger and scream, "That man touched me."
Yep, I even told my daughters the same thing. You know, I've told them, I've even taught them how to self-defense and handle themselves, but I've told them, you know, anybody touches you in an inappropriate way or harms you or tries to scare you, act like you're scared, but come tell your daddy because I'll take care of it.
I mean, you know, parents and grandparents, you know, we're put in a difficult position nowadays. If you try like you do, like, you know, like you try to teach your child or grandchild how to defend themselves, and they end up doing something to another child, to a bully or something, well, automatically you have trained a mad dog killer child. A child has psychological problems now. They want to bring in all kind of experts and everything. And then eventually the child is fucked up for life because he punched another kid in the mouth. You know, that's the position that we're in. And plus, you got to consider the lawsuit factor. You know, some of these states, they entertain lawsuits when if your kid jumps on another kid and beats him up, that kid's parents can sue the kid's parents that beat him up. And it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
It is. And it's like more protection than the victim does. Even here in New Mexico, it's the same thing. And it's like, you know, it's like I told you about that little one-year-old that got beat to death, and they released his mother yesterday on her own reconnaissance. Another mother was picked up. Check this out. This morning, at a gas station, out in her car, all drugged up, with two little ones, a little boy and a little girl, in the backseat of the car, surrounded by a bunch of needles. Another one. New Mexico is getting bad. It's getting worse. You know, every day you hear
it's
something
about
children.
All over. It's getting bad all
yeah,
over.
It is.
It's getting bad all over.
And I tell you, man, it's getting me to the point where, you know, I'm right behind you, man. I'm like, you know, it's pushing my buttons to where I want to get out and do something and everything. But it's like, too, you know, I don't know. This is a liberal state, and up here it's bad. Me and Jonathan Townsend, that's his name. And we were talking about that earlier, and he agreed. You know, it's bad everywhere, and stuff. You know, and but you know, our children, you know, they are our future and everything. And it's, you know, and I've taught all my kids. I've taught all of them, and I've told them, even my nieces, my nephews, even, you know, little kids used to come over and visit. I tell them, hey, somebody's messing with you, come tell me. I'll take care of it. If you're afraid to tell your mama or something, come tell me. I got friends.
I let them tell the same thing. I tell them the same thing. If you can't go nowhere else, come here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like, if you remember, it was like when I was selling hot dogs, you know, at the corner where I lived at, you know, it was right there by the bus stop. All the kids were all happy to see me there, you know.
You're cutting out.
And it's the weather. How am I now?
You're still cutting out. CNN is hacking into you.
You know. Anyway, but you know, this is horrible. And it's, every day you see something horrible that's on the news. Even nationwide, you see it. You know, and stuff. But it's got to end somewhere. You know, and everything. And I feel bad for all these kids that are going through all this. They shouldn't have to go through this, you know. Yeah, even in CYSD custody, that came out today. There was a couple of kids that were, I think this was up in Phoenix, Arizona. CYSD up there. They got busted selling kids at a truck stop.
That's a common trade practice.
Mm-hmm.
I hear about that all the time. I hear about that all the time.
I sent you the article on it. Did you read it?
Yeah.
And there, you know, I was like, wow, you know, and it, but you know, it's like you can't even trust our kids with the system, you know. So, but anyway. You know, and I know Trump's working on. He's got a task force that's working on. What's going on with
Joseph? You sound terrible, Joseph. You sounded some terrible.
You start to say, "How am I sounding?" You were breaking up here on my end. How am I sounding now?
Hello. You are breaking up some terrible.
If you'd like to call in, number is 917-889-3890. If you'd like to call in, and this is Roundtable Thursday, we're just talking about what we've been talking about for the past couple of years. But,
well, I'm talking, you speaking Swahili.
Well, you're breaking up on my end now, too. That's weird. So, but anyway, go ahead, and I'm going to work on this. How's it coming in now?
Yeah, you're coming in a lot better now.
I set my firewall up. But anyway,
you sure you don't have your Bluetooth on at the same time? You didn't accidentally cut your Bluetooth on again, huh?
Let's see.
Well, listener Joseph is having some very serious technical issues. We got him back. We got you back.
Yes. So I know some of it has to do with let's go some tough company and all that. Monday night I'll be interviewing Mr. Ron Foster. He'll be so you guys could be expecting that. We have an interview talking to him and stuff. So but I got one of his recent
Joseph, you're breaking up about every four words you get out of your mouth, and it shuts down.
Okay. How's that?
Well, it's good for right now, but I mean it's cutting up. It's cutting up hot and heavy.
On, I don't know what's doing it. I just think it's the weather right now doing it. So, you there, Russell? Are you there, Virgil?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here. You need to go on a break and get this problem fixed. Well, everyone out there, Joseph seems to be having some very serious technical difficulties due to the weather. But you can still call in 917-889-3890. 917-889-3890. Call in. Let us know. Let us hear you. Tell us what's on your mind. And, you know, if you got a vent to us. Let everybody hear. Let everybody hear what you think about this legalized pedophilia. What you think about these liberal politicians that are supporting this. And given this momentum, let's hear from you. You know, I know this is something that has got to touch home.
Test 1-2. Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you now.
All righty, so.
Back to breaking up.
So anyway, I just want to know where is Russell at. He's missing tonight.
I don't know where he's at either. We keep having all these technical problems. I'm going to come up missing. I'm going to go to bed.
right. Well, that's Thursday night. Quiet.
You still.
Same, but.
That internet service you got down there must really suck. Oh, my God.